Bumblebee lunchtime, backyard dining. If I were a true horticulturist, I would know what this bush in my backyard with the pretty white flowers is called. I would know its scientific and common names. I would know if the plant has medicinal uses, how much water it needs, the proper way to trim it, the best times of year to transplant. In the city, us city folks don't always keep up on the nature around us. In jungle villages, even little children know every plant and animal within their touch, how they can help and hurt. I do like the fact that this getting bigger bush gives me shade, hides a neighbor's backyard from view, doesn't take a lot of maintenance and care, has nice flowers, and attracts birds and bees. This busy bee doesn't pay me any mind as he digs into nature's lunchbox, but I don't feel like I need to swat him or interrupt his lunch. It's a natural, unwritten, reciprocal agreement. The bee helps the plant reproduce, and he gets a good meal in return. When flowers and bees are out and about, it means it is warm and winter's a long way off. Dining while hovering in midair is a tricky and remarkable skill that this insect is clearly a master at. He would, I'm observing, make a damn good helicopter pilot in the next U.S. nation-building exercise. Learning from nature, before we eliminate it all, seems to be a good operating policy.